At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody! Hey. All right, today we have a bomb show for you, so sit back and enjoy all this entertainment news we got for you, all right? I'm here chilling at home, just like the Atlanta crew, and Heidi and Frank are in the studio, and now Portia will be joining us later, but check this out. So is Dina Lohan getting re-engaged to her distant lover again? What? And we'll show you what DJ Khaled did to prepare to go to the dentist, and can your favorite rapper be in your next commercial or be at your birthday party? But they can be for the right price, all right? But yo, Heidi, what you got?
Well, Chewy, you know, we've talked a lot about Angelina Jolie on this show, and we know from Angelina that she doesn't talk a lot about her personal life, but she is opening up about her divorce with Brad Pitt. She did a recent interview with Vogue India, and Angelina revealed why she decided to go ahead with the divorce to Brad. This is what she said. I separated for the well-being of my family. It was the right decision. I continue to focus on their healing. Some have taken advantage of my silence, and the children see lies about themselves in the media, but I remind them that they know their own truth in their own minds. Now, I do think it's a pretty elegant answer.
What the hell does it even mean?
Well, I think it comes off as she's trying to be open without getting into too many specifics. So
Right. She's
saying, listen, it was time for me to get out.
For the family, the well-being of the family, because Brad was the bad guy.
Well, because remember, Brad admittedly was drinking a lot of alcohol and smoking pot.
Yeah,
of course.
And that was a problem.
Do you think that old woman who lived in a shoe was sober one day in her life? No, she had so many kids, she didn't know what to do.
Now, Gary, do you think that she should have answered the question at all or just left it alone and continued to say no comment, I don't talk about that?
No, I'm glad she finally answered because we've been hearing no comment now for a while. We need to know what's really going on. And it just really, the more we talk about it, it shocks me that Brad Pitt, I mean, you know, some people would always say African-American men would do this, but he walked away from 6 children.
Gary.
You know?
I'm not sure that's how the story
around.
Went,
He
Gary.
Still takes care of the children. They're just not, they're probably with her more full-time, but he's still a dad to them.
Yeah, but he still left them, honey. They ain't there with him full-time. So.
I don't think she was really wanting him to stay, Gary. I think that was part her decision, too.
But don't you think most women would take a drunk Brad Pitt over just a regular guy? I'd take drunk Brad Pitt every day. All right, well, it looks like the circus continues. I'm talking about Dina Lohan and her on-again, off-again fiancé, Jesse Nadler, who she's never met in person, by the way.
What?
What?
Yeah,
wait,
never
what?
Met
no
him in person.
No way.
They never met in person. They've broken up, and now they're back together. Apparently, they called off their engagement last year, but have now reconciled. Dina recently announced the news on social media to her fans, where she showed off her new round-cut diamond engagement ring. Now, Jesse proposed on FaceTime, and Dina got her ring through the mail because they were unable to travel due to coronavirus.
And she's never met him.
So he's been living out here in California, taking care of his ill mother, and she's in New York. So they met online, I guess, and have never met in person, and it flowered into love, and now they're engaged, and they were off again, now they're on again. To Brat, do you think this relationship is a match made in heaven, or is it headed for new?
Hell no. It's a match made probably going to hell, and it's virtual. You can't feel chemistry like that through FaceTime. I mean, you can a little bit, but there's nothing like being with somebody in person and really feeling if you have something for them. I ain't with with this at all. I think it's whack, and I think, how the hell he bought her a ring?
In the mail. From Amazon.
Even if you can't fly to me and you want to propose, you better rent your ass a car and hazmat that down and clean it up and come down and bring me my ring and get my reaction in person.
Like, every woman listening and watching this show right now would take a ring in the mail. Doesn't even matter. As long as she gets the ring, she's cool.
I don't even know who I'm saying yes to, but look at that thing. Oh, my God.
Well, from an engagement to a marriage, it looks like we got our first quarantine wedding, all right? So our girl, Raven Simone, Christina Pearman, that's a full name, by the way, for those who didn't know, she is now a married woman.
SoundCloud.
Congratulations!
Love you, Raven.
She recently announced the news to her fans on social media that she tied the knot to her now wife, Miranda Madej, in what appears to be an outdoor private backyard ceremony. Now, she posted a photo with the caption, "I got married to a woman who understands me from trigger to joy, from breakfast to midnight snack, from stage to home. I love you, Miss Pearman Madej. Let's tear this world a new I's married now."
Yeah, Raven.
Congrats, big Raven.
Now, the word is her longtime friend Debbie Allen was there celebrating with the couple as the guest and as the caterer. Now, that's pretty dope. Now, Brad, did this take you by surprise, or were you kind of in on this?
No, not at all. I was kind of in on it. She kind of hit me when she first made it happen, and she told me to shush, and I shushed, but I'm so happy for them. Like, she's been knowing this girl for so long. Why wait? You know, quarantine slowed everything down, and it just made her go ahead and jump the broom, and I'm so happy for them.
I love it. Just so, it's crazy. I mean, I love that she's a lesbian. Obviously, I love that. But it's so weird to think that little Olivia from The Cosby Show is a married woman. Oh, like, little Olivia. It's crazy. Now, Gary, as a fashionista as you are, how do you like their wedding outfits? How do you like the jumpsuits?
Let me tell you something, honey. That's how rich people dress, child. They just throw any damn thing on, honey, and go about their business, honey. So I'm going to go ahead and give that to her, because she's rich, very rich, honey. And, honey, whoever this girl she married to, child, she didn't, honey, they knocked up on a gold mine, and all she got to do is just purr in the morning, and baby, Raven going to give her what she wants. So congratulations.
Her in the morning. Yeah, that's so cool.
And you can tell, you know, by the jumpsuits, who's the man and who's the
Frank,
woman in the
situation.
Frank,
don't do that.
You can't.
They switch.
Stop.
Sometimes.
We're not doing this.
They both got on dickies.
Well, y'all, you can't knock Ja Rule's hustle in these hard times. Word is you can book him for your private parties, and he's also doing commercials. That's right, y'all. Reportedly, Ja has partnered up with the booking agency Icon, where you can book him to attend your shindig for a pretty penny, of course. And that's not all. If you need him to do a commercial for your business, you can also book him for that, too. Check out this one, y'all, that he recently did.
Pop Presto's got the best motherfucking gyros. You ever f***ing ate your life so good that when it thinks of you got to have Peters, Pop Presto Peters.
They got everything. I'm going to just give you a rundown of some of my favorites. They got tzatziki. Octopi tequila. Whatever. But it's good.
I'm uncomfortable.
Okay. I have always, you guys. It wasn't long before 50 Cent caught wind of Ja Rule's new hustle, and he tweeted.
Of course.
And he tweeted, "This is what happens when you f*** me. I'll have you and your whole label selling gyros. Go ahead, try me." Wow. Hey, Craig, what do you think of Ja Rule's new gigs, and do you like the commercial? 50.
Yo, here's the thing, Brad. I can't knock any man's hustle, and I too have eaten many foods that I can't pronounce either. So if he really felt that passionate about it, to where like he did a commercial for the spot based on the fact that he liked his food, by all means, knock yourself out. But he did get murdered on social media. They was dragging him.
All right, up next, find out what celebrity Tiger's got his eye on to go on vacation with. We'll explain that after the break. Dish Nation.
Technology has improved in just about everything. Phones, cars, shopping. Yet mattresses have more or less been the same since the invention of sleep. But we deserve better. And finally, the mattress has evolved thanks to Purple. Purple's designed with over 2,800 open air channels and naturally temperature neutral gel. You'll never sleep too hot or too cold. I love my Purple mattress because it's legit comfort. You know, I often have a hard time getting out of bed to dish, but listen, it's that comfortable. And Purple is so confident in what they do that every Purple mattress comes with free shipping and returns and a risk-free 100-night trial. Experience the next evolution of sleep. Go to purple.com/dish and use the promo code DISH and you'll get $150 off any Purple mattress order of over $1,500 or more. That's purple.com, promo code DISH for $150 off any mattress order over $1,500. Be sure you check it out. Terms apply.
Dish Nation. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. Woo!
Hey, yo.
All right, so check it out. This is what happens when shooting your shot becomes a complete airball, y'all. Yeah, so Tyga attempted to get with Zendaya while promoting his new song, Vacation. And, well, it was an epic fail with the sirens in the back. You already know they're going to come and pick up Tyga. The rapper posted a clip from the Vacation music video to social media with the caption, "Tag someone you want to take on vacation," and he tagged Zendaya, at Zendaya. And, well, he got dragged for that, and one fan even commented, "Tyga, leave Zendaya alone." And another commented, "Someone tell Tyga that Zendaya is taken, LOL." All right? Well, Tyga since has deleted Zendaya's name from the caption, and she's yet to respond. Wow. So, Brett, was that an awkward way for Tyga to shoot his shot? What do you think, Brett?
I think this is safe for him. I think he was shooting his shot, but I feel like he's playing it safe because he didn't slide in her DMs. He didn't try to get her phone number. He could say, "Hey, I was just joking." You know what I'm saying? But yes, I think he was trying to shoot his shot, but he didn't get an answer, so he went on and deleted that thing.
Well, here's the thing. Have y'all ever been in a situation where you shot your shot in public? And if so, how did you recover if they said no?
I'm sorry. I've never tried to holler at somebody. Yeah. It's always been they've approached me. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
They be running on Brad like, let me holler.
Chewy, so Dish Nation, honey, caught you just the other day, honey, in these streets.
Me?
Nah. Yeah, you was in these streets, honey, with a half man. Oh, wait, let me see. Oh, that was damn Hat Callen. Oh, I'm sorry, Chewy. That was DJ Callen, honey. Oh, my
really?
God.
Really?
They say y'all all look alike, child, so I guess you was looking like him. But anyway, Jay, honey.
Wow.
Now, Callen, y'all left quarantine, honey, for the first time in 3 months, y'all, for a root canal and made sure, honey, that he was suited and booted in a hazmat suit. Just check this out.
Listen, I don't feel like he's doing too much, because if there's other patients in there, if they not masked up, you don't know who's got what, and you don't want anybody to cough or sneeze in the air. I'm just like him. I went out for the first time the other day, and I kept my mask and goggles on to talk, to do everything.
DJ Khaled was in a Rolls Royce truck. Brad, you in a damn Bentley car. Those cars are not isolated or insulated enough where you can't get nothing.
Listen, honey, inside of my car is isolated, antiseptic, sanitized, and everything. Every single day, it gets wiped down. I got some stuff sent from the Bentley dealership that don't mess up the leather. Oh, she sanitized and got about 15 masks, 4 pair of gloves, 2 pairs of glasses, all kinds of stuff. Oh, I'm ready. Nice. Ain't nothing getting in between my doors.
Her car's even baptized in the name of Jesus.
Amen to that, too.
Now, yo, DJ Khaled is definitely moving around these streets, quarantined fresh. I mean, you saw how he hit the little pose when he got out. Now, who you think rocked it better, Naomi Campbell or Khaled?
Ooh, Naomi Campbell.
I'm going to have to say Naomi Campbell, because Naomi Campbell is the queen of keeping it clean when you travel.
Too. In comparison, DJ Khaled looks like he's coming to take E.T. Yeah. All right, y'all, y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time!
Yup, yup. And today we have the Viva Spa Deep Tissue Percussion Massager. It's guaranteed to get deep in your muscles and work all the knots out. And I mean, this deep percussion massager will give you the ultimate massage. And check this out. It's cordless and rechargeable, so you're not stuck in one spot.
Oh, HK, this is the bomb. I just know that it has 4 attachments, so you can go all up your neck, back, shoulders, and hip area.
And it has a real good grip. Oh, my God, honey.
Oh, yeah. So you can really beat it up. And don't forget, there's an LED touchscreen so you can speed up the levels or slow it down if you need to.
Oh, head crack. I'm sold, honey. How much?
Now, usually something like this will run you about, I don't know, $130. But for the Dish Nation family, it's only
$59. Ooh, $59? Oh, it's heavy.
Yep, yeah. Yep. That's right, because it's worth something. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, y'all, coming up next, we're going to investigate celebrity couples in Nation right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, y'all, it's time to talk couples, and we're going to get all up in their business with something that we like to call Relationship CSI, or and that stands for Couples Investigation. Now, first up, we got Kelly Clarkson.
All right.
All right, now, straight out the gate, we got Kelly Clarkson. Now, she recently filed for divorce from her husband of 7 years, Brandon Blackstock. Well, she's turned into a fellow judge, the voice star, Blake Shelton, to help her get through it. Now, a source told Us Weekly that Blake has been supportive and the friend that she has needed. As always, Blake and Kellen often joke that they're siblings. But get this, y'all. Blake's manager, Brandon Blackstock, is actually Kelly's soon-to-be ex-husband.
All right.
Ooh.
That's awkward.
Tightly wound haystack. See, I think Kelly's doing the wrong thing, because now she has the inside scoop on what Blake is making, because she was being represented by her soon-to-be ex-husband. So she can go, what's he making on The Voice? Well, I want to make that much on The Voice. Now she doesn't know what Blake's going to be making. He's going to get that money.
Damn it. It's a really weird infinity loop of information.
That's really good.
Okay, y'all. Next up is former Atlanta housewife Phaedra Parks and her boyfriend, actor Medina Islam. Okay, Phaedra may have given up her peach on the show, but she's not giving up her peach to that man, at least not yet. They've been together for about a year, but in promo for the new season of Marriage Bootcamp Hip Hop Edition, she said that they ain't even had sex yet, y'all.
Well, not to sound like Bill Clinton or anything, but what's your definition of sex?
She hasn't given up the peach, but she done other stuff.
They've done other stuff.
Women like Phaedra shouldn't do stuff like this. She really shouldn't, because she walking around using her Instagram. She stayed dragging that wagon and putting something tight on it. She gonna get hurt. This man is going to hurt her when he finally get a hold of her. This is not safe. Somebody got to call and check on her.
All right, well, and last we have Ashley Benson. She's an actress, and she was recently spotted holding hands with G-Eazy. He's a rapper, in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
If you recall, for a couple years, Ashley was with Cara Delevingne. They were a lesbian couple.
Yeah.
Not a lesbian.
Lesbian. See what I did there?
I do see what you did there.
Yes,
the lesbian couple. And anyway, after Ashley was seen with G-Eazy, fans started to come for her online. But Cara defended her ex. She even took to Instagram saying, "It's more important than ever to spread love, not hate, to everyone. Hating on Ashley Benson, please stop. You don't know the truth. Only her and I do, and that's exactly how it should be." Now, Chewy, I've heard you talk about exes and stuff.
Yes.
If you did see an ex being mistreated on social media, would you step in and tell somebody to back off?
I think it depends how it ended. If it ended, if we ended on good terms, I might throw you a bone.
Yeah, hashtag damn right.
Yeah, if it ended on bad terms, I might use one of my burner accounts to help you out. But
I don't know,
but you got burner accounts too, Portia. You got burner accounts too. Everybody has a burner account.
I need to get one because I feel like it still would be connected to my email, so I don't do that.
I'll show you how to do it, Brett. Don't worry.
Okay, that's why you need a burner email.
Let me know what's up.
I got you.
All right, up next, honey, we're going to go to the Valley of the Dolls, baby, honey, but I'm not talking about the pills. We'll tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, if you're a Bold and the Beautiful fan, when you watch the new episodes, things will look a little different during sex scenes. And that's because the producers have found a creative way to film intimate scenes and still maintain social distancing by using blow-up dolls, y'all.
Nice.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
EP Bradley Bell told Forbes that, and I'll summarize, we have some lifelike blow-up dolls that have been sitting around here for the past 15 years that we've used for various other stories. We're dusting off the dolls and putting new wigs and makeup on them, and they'll be featured in love scenes. All right, y'all, hold up a minute, okay? If these dolls are from 15 years ago, don't you think they might need a little updating?
Yeah.
You know, at least a hose.
Imagine coming to work and you're thinking you got this hot, steamy love scene with this hot soap opera actress, and it's a damn blow up doll on the bed. Like,
with a wig on.
I'm done.
So, Frank, Bradley said if the scenes require a body to move, actors can just use their real-life spouses. Now, don't you think the scenes might get a little too spicy for that?
I mean, it's possible, but I think that if your spouse is not an actor,
right,
it's going to be weird being on the set in front of a lot of people, and you might just create a monster. Plus, what if your wife or other is a monster, and it's like, it's supposed to be your leading lady's leg, and it's all of a sudden this big white, pasty, cellulitic.
When they say, and cut, she's
not right. from a married man, I would think that you and your wife would take this as an opportunity to spice up things. Y'all be sitting up there doing a full-blown hardcore
You
want
to see our sex scenes, go to Pornhub.
Okay. Under amateur.
Lord, no.
So it's over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.